Talking about abortion, we have Cecilia Tombelli in studio from 40 Days for Life. Now, we've had a conversation, I think it's been about a year, and we always try to get the opposing side, the other side of the story. I called four different Planned Parenthood clinics around the state, Lansing, Saginaw, Flint, and Detroit. No one would come on the radio and talk with us. We did get in touch with an attorney from the ACLU in Detroit. So that may happen. So we are going to try to present the opposing side to this. But when you talk about Planned Parenthood, it's a big, big challenge because you don't hear much from them. They stay very low key. And so trying to get their side of a story is a very huge challenge. And I've been wanting to get their side of the story because a Republican-led House committee has launched an investigation into Planned Parenthood. They've requested a mountain of documents covering everything from audits to abortion funding records to its policies on reporting sexual abuse. And the leader of this group is Representative Cliff Stearns from Florida. And he wants to know more about Planned Parenthood, why the government should subsidize them, why they are covering up these alleged crimes. And Cecilia, I know you've studied this a little bit. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is my first thought. This is nothing new to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood has had a plan, a 25-year plan from 1913, and every 25 years they update it, and it's the same plan. Planned Parenthood is all about money, and it's all about profit. Now, right now, even though that congressional investigation is ongoing and they haven't concluded anything yet, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates, they've already been prosecuted. For example, in the state of Washington, Planned Parenthood agreed to repay $345 million after a settlement was reached regarding this overcharging. And Americans United for Life has researched this for 20 years. They have looked through 20 years of financial documentation from Planned Parenthood. And here's what they found. Nothing surprising, in my opinion. They have found problems of overcharging. It's been a repeated intentional pattern in Planned Parenthood organization. It's a pattern of failing to report criminal child sexual abuse, assisting those engaged in prostitution and dangerous misuse of RU486, the abortion drug.
This is the same information that I'm looking at on a report, and this is an early report from Representative Cliff Stearns and his House Energy and Commerce Committee, which are looking into Planned Parenthood. Since the Planned Parenthood Foundation of America receives about $1 million a day in taxpayer funds, Stearns said that he wanted to look into them and to learn more about this. And it baffles my mind that if you look at the origin of Planned Parenthood, this was an organization created, genocides all over this, but yet no one talks about it. It's kind of kept in the dark. And I'm surprised the media hasn't jumped more on this when you look at the history of this and the fact that women have strongly supported this organization.
Yeah, or Margaret Sanger, when she founded the Birth Control League of America, which became Planned Parenthood because they found when Nazi Germany and Hitler were using the word control that it had a pejorative impact on people's minds. So they went from Birth Control League to Planned Parenthood because it sounds a lot nicer when you're planning a family versus controlling someone's outgrowth of a family. Her intention, which is still Planned Parenthood's intention, is to limit births of minority groups. And while they profess to say that, for some reason, there's a disproportionate amount of Hispanics and African Americans who are having abortion, something like 33.5% of all abortions are in that demographic. They fail to admit that they locate in urban areas, right where those women live. In Abby Johnson's book, Unplanned, she reveals the answer to your question, which you said, why has this been covered up and how could we live with this for so long? Because on the surface, choice is good. On the surface, we all like to know that we can make choices, that we can find our own truths and arrive at them. It sounds like a nice thing to get involved with Planned Parenthood to help women. The problem that Abby Johnson wrote about in her book is that once you get in, you discover it's not about choice. It's about upping the number of abortions every month to make that clinic more profitable.
All right, Cecilia, for people who want more information about 40 Days for Life, where do they go?
Best place to go is 40daysforlife.com/Lansing. And you can get information on the prayer site, the location, how to get there, and how to sign up to be involved with our group, which is really, we've seen dramatic effects in Lansing of helping women and have real choice.